For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why, hello there, fantasy baseball fans. I'm Paul Williamson. This is another installment of Fantasy MLB Today, a Sports Ethos presentation. Thank y'all for joining me as always. Today we've got those pitcher streams again. I'll go through real quickly today's, and then I'll dive into tomorrow. If you want more information on today's streams, listen to yesterday's podcast. If you want to listen to my beautiful, beautiful, and soothing voice again, listen to the yesterday's podcast, or just keep listening to this one and then go back and listen to the other one. I can't blame you. I got a great voice. I know you love listening to me, right? Right? Of course. That's why you're here. Alrighty, y'all. Some begging and groveling. As always, go follow me on Twitter at PaulW_34, at PaulW_34. Go follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball at Ethos Fantasy BB. That's at Ethos Fantasy BB. There you'll find all the updated content. We got our daily pickups, been brought to you by guys like Doug Reed and Anthony Cates, and we got Ben Ted with his tidbits, and man, we got the whole crew over there doing all the work to help you win your leagues. Go check us out. Go give us a follow. We're doing the work so you don't have to. Alrighty, y'all. So go give us a follow there. Me at PaulW_, at PaulW_, or and Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball at Ethos Fantasy BB, at Ethos Fantasy BB. Alrighty, y'all. Let's take care of the Bet Online read. Our friends over there supporting the program. Thank you as always. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the game is being played. When the game is over, head over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. Alrighty, y'all, let's dive in a little bit into today's streams. Need more information, listen to yesterday's podcast, and then I will dive into tomorrow's streams. Starting with Brian Bello. I told y'all yesterday he was a shallow league fade against the Baltimore Orioles. I still think you can use him in standard formats. I just don't think he has the upside for the shallower leagues. Let's talk Zach Littell. He has the Oakland Athletics. He has the Oakland Athletics, and that's a solid play for everybody. Tristan McKenzie needs to be dropped for Mackenzie Gore. He's starting to fall back. He did not get Tommy John surgery on that ligament. The fastball velocity is down. I don't really like him all that much. He's a big time fade. Let's talk Simeon Woods Richardson real quick. He has a 15 team deep league play against the Royals. Hunter Brown is a deep league strikeout upside only deep league play against the Mariners. Mitch Spence is another deep league option. And if you're scraping the bottom of the barrel, I think he's someone you can consider in those deeper formats. Dane Dunning, I think, is a high-risk, high-reward play for 12-teamers. Period. He's got a lot of upside, but he's very risky. Andrew Abbott is also has some risk to him, but he's got a good matchup. I think he's a pretty solid play overall, though. Kyle Gibson, you're only there for the matchup against the Reds, who have the 29th WRC plus at home. So he has the matchup for it, for especially in those deeper leagues. Ryan Feltner, once again, another deep league option for you to consider. And Matt Waldron, I think, is a better, more viable option than most. He has the Marlins, and I think he can be used in 12 teams. He dealt and did very well against the Braves and the Dodgers. He has some solid numbers backing him up. All right, let's talk about tomorrow. Talking Alec Manoa, he has the White Sox. And man, just a couple weeks ago, you know, after he started to kind of put it together, he kind of had the White Sox, honestly, was kind of on my calendar in terms of like, all right, Manoa against the White Sox, that's where it's really going to start for him. I don't know now. The last start was not pretty. He left a lot of things over the middle of the plate, but he did get a lot of whiffs. So Manoah, last start, you know, you look at the line, it wasn't very pretty, but just know he just got hit hard on his mistakes. He just threw a little bit too many mistakes still, and he got punished for it. But if he pitched like he did last time out, and he goes up against the White Sox, he probably going to miss a little more barrels, because the White Sox are a little more of a, shall we say, special offense. Manoah does have a 3.97 ERA with a 4.31 xFIP. He does have a good strikeout upside this year with 23.7% strikeout rate. Not so great on the walk rate at 8.7%, even though that's not terrible. The 12.4 swing and strike rate and the 28.9% CSW do back up the strikeout upside. But look, we're just looking for consistency from Manoah for before I get up here and say that he's an absolute 12-team player. Even against the White Sox, there is some risk. So I'm not going to be super aggressive here and say absolutely start Manoah against the White Sox. But you know what? I do think the upside is there for you to do it if you so choose. I just don't exactly want to give it, you know, the full-fledged Paul Williamson guarantee for whatever the hell that's worth. All right, let's talk Logan Allen. He's at Coors, and that is a bit scary considering Logan Allen has a expected slugging against the fastball at 584. He throws that damn thing over the middle of the plate way too much. He's been kind of getting away with it just a little bit against some weaker offenses. So that's why I think he can still be an okay 12-team play. He has a 489 ERA, but the xFIP is 406, so he's been underperforming on the ERA. The 20.5% strikeout rate is not all that great, but he does have a solid 7.5 walk rate, and he does have a solid CSW of 28%. And look, the secondaries are okay. The expected slugging against his secondaries outside the fastball are all under 400, but man, that fastball's just getting rocked. And when you got a fastball that's getting rocked and you're going into Coors Field, it's a little scary. So there is a decent amount of risk with Logan Allen. I think 12-teamers, I think he's still viable, right? I still think with the expected slugging so low against his secondaries, I think he can still navigate that rocky lineup in Coors Field and then give you some production, but just know that the risk is there with that fastball, y'all. He's not my favorite play, but I do think that there is enough there for you to use him.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
If you so choose. All right, Ray Kerr, he is 0% earned. He's getting the call to be the starter for the Braves. And look, he's a bullpen arm with a two-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, and he's done fairly well. And I think that he becomes a more of a better option if we learn the Braves give him an opener. But let's dive into the numbers real fast. He has a 5.40 ERA. That's pretty ugly. But the xFIP is 2.87. He has a swing and strike rate of 16.5% and a 30.8% CSW. So he is a solid. He does have solid strikeout upside, and he has the Nationals, and he has the Braves offense behind him. And 15 team leagues, if he does not have an opener, he does have enough of an upside that I still think he can provide you with solid enough production in 3 to 4 innings to do work for you. But if we learn that he ends up having an opener, then I think 12 teamers can use him because that increases the likelihood that he's in there for the W. And you can get a potential W along with some of those sweet strikeouts against the Nationals, no less. So keep an eye out for what the Braves are going to do. If he gets an opener, then it increases his win chance and he can be used in 12 teamers. But if he doesn't have an opener, that limits the upside and he's a 15 team deep league play only. All right, let's talk Braxton Garrett against the Padres. I think Braxton Garrett is super close to me saying that he is an absolute start in a lot of cases. And against the Padres, they are the 22nd in WRC plus in the league against lefties. So I think that there is a good amount of reward here for Braxton Garrett, but that doesn't mean it doesn't come without risk. The 5.30 ERA is backed up with a very good 2.80 xFIP, so he has been getting a little unlucky. He does have a good strikeout rate of 24.4% and a very low walk rate of 3.8%. However, he hasn't really been missing barrels. He hasn't really been missing bats. He only has a 10.9% swinging strike rate, but he does have a 30.9 CSW. And last time out, he did go 9 innings. However, he didn't miss a lot of bats. So you think he only got 6 strikeouts and for a complete game, there wasn't a lot of whiffs, but he just missed a lot of barrels. He got a lot of bad bib luck, which, you know what, that's not terrible, right? I don't want to completely knock a pitcher for missing barrels and not missing bats. You know, you can induce a lot of weak contact and be very successful, but if you're looking for upside, if you're looking for some type of trend that Braxton Garrett is dominant, and if he can start missing some bats to support that strikeout rate, then I think that solidifies his value. He does still have a poor expected slugging against his slider, and he still makes mistakes on it. However, he does have really good expected sluggings against his sinker, changeup, and cutter. So overall, his pitch mix is starting to come around. He's doing very well. He's missing barrels, and in terms of me wanting to call him, you know, elite start against a lot of pitchers, a lot of guys, I want to see him start missing some bats and not rely so much on bad bip luck. But I think overall against the Padres, he can be an okay 12 team option today. There is some risk. I don't want to lie. There is some risk with Braxton Garrett, But I do think that you can use him in 12 teamers against the Padres. If you so choose, let me kind of hedge my bet a little bit. I don't want to say that there isn't any risk because he does still make mistakes with the slider, as we've seen in the past, or as we've seen this year. So I do want to not, you know, be like, yeah, absolutely, 100% go with Braxton Garrett. He's going to be great. Yeah, he could be. And you know what, man? If he is great today, then I would become significantly more comfortable calling him a stream against a lot of offenses. He is that kind of pitcher, but I do kind of want to wait. All right. Christopher Sanchez is next. He's 61% owned against the Giants. I think he is a play in 10-team leagues and beyond. He has a 3.15 ERA, and he's backed up with an xFIP exactly the same at 3.15. He has a very meh 20.8% strikeout rate and 8.1 walk rate. That's not terrible, but that's not great either. But he does have a good swinging strike rate of 12.1%, a 28.1% CSW. He does have a 13% or better swinging strike rate over his last three starts. He got 9 whiffs in the changeup last time out. The changeup is still there, which I think, and he's done well enough with it to, I think, he can still be a solid matchup against the Giants. But the sinker and slider need to come around eventually. Until they do, I'm very hard to call Christopher Sanchez an absolute must start against the best offenses in the league. However, against the Giants, who are doing fairly well, they are 10th in the league in WRC plus against lefties. I want to give the Giants their credit, but I do think Sanchez is a good enough pitcher where I think that the upside is there for you to chase in those 15, in those especially in 12 team leagues. I even think 10 team leaguers can go for it. All right, y'all, we come to the McKenzie Gore part of the program. But Paul, he has the Braves. I don't care. You're starting McKenzie Gore. You're starting him, you're picking him up, and you're keeping him. He's 50. He got the 51% own. Yay. 51% owned. All right, we're getting there, I guess. But guys, start McKenzie Gore. 51%. Do you have Tristan McKenzie? Drop him for Gore. Do you have James Paxton? Drop him for Gore. Do you have, I don't know, Gavin Stone? Drop him for Gore. Braxton Garrett, I drop him for Gore too. These are all guys that are around 50% rostered. So the numbers tell me that some of y'all out there have these names on the roster, and you also have McKenzie Gore on your waiver wire. Hey, weekly change leagues. Guess what? Next week, McKenzie Gore is a two-start pitcher. If that won't get him rostered, I don't know what will. If you're in a head-to-head league, in those weekly leagues, look for McKenzie Gore. Add him. He's a two-start pitcher next week. There is no excuse. Get your boy, McKenzie Gore. All right, Frankie Montas. He's got St. Louis, and you're here for the matchup only. The numbers for Frankie Montas have been pretty ugly. 5.01 xFIP, 15.4 strikeout rate, bleh. The walk rate, 8.8%, bleh. 9.4 swinging strike, 24% CSW, bleh, bleh. Look, Frankie Montas has the Cardinals. That's why he's on the list. Deep leaguers, you can try and chase a quality start, and that's about it. All right, Bryce Wilson. I think he's a 15-team deep league option against the Cubs. He has a 2.91 ERA with a 4.77 xFIP. That's not great for Bryce Wilson. That's what makes him a 15-team option today. He does have a 21.2% strikeout rate. That's okay. The Cubs aren't a great option. They're 20th in WRC plus against righties. So that's not a very inspiring offense. But Bryce Wilson is and hasn't really been an inspiring pitcher either. He has a 10.4% swinging strike rate, a 28.4 CSW, which is okay, I guess, but the expected sluggings against his pitch mix are terrible. 468, 401, 406, 415. Those aren't very inspiring numbers for Bryce Wilson. I think he's just a deep league option against the Cubs. All right, let's talk James Paxton. If you have him, drop him for Mackenzie Gore if you can. His 3.49 ERA is backed up with an ugly xFIP of 5.41. He has a 13.5% strikeout rate. That is ugly. But it's even uglier when you compare it with a 13.5% walk rate. And you got an 8.7% swinging strike rate, a 26.6% CSW. This isn't very good for Paxton. It's not good. You're here for the win chance only in deep leagues, and that's it. He's very risky. Those numbers are all ugly, very ugly. He has a 4.59 expected slugging on the four-seamer, and with a knuckle curve, I guess, is okay at 3.99. But look, he throws those two pitches all the time, so those aren't fantastic numbers. 4.59 and 3.99 on the expected slugging on your only two real pitches, really, because he does have a cutter, changeup, sinker that he throws, but he throws each of those for under 55% of the time for each. So it's not like he's throwing those enough for you to say, well, the 0.90 expected slugging on the changeup and the 0.44 expected slugging on the sinker are nice, but he barely throws those pitches, so who cares? Until he starts throwing those pitches, will I start to care? His main pitches are getting rocked. He has a terrible xFIP, a terrible strikeout rate, terrible walk rate, but he has the Dodgers offense and he can go five innings. Thus, he has a win chance, and thus, in 15-team leagues and deeper, chase it, I guess. All right. Kyle Harrison, I'm only going to talk about him real fast because he is a fade against the Phillies. He is a okay pitcher. I don't want to say he's a bad pitcher, but he's too mediocre against the Phillies. He has a 21.6% strikeout rate, an 8.2% walk rate, an 11.1% swing and strike rate, and a 27.3 CSW. Those are all okay numbers. Those are meh numbers, but those aren't great. Those are very mediocre, and he's facing a great Phillies offense. I'm fading Kyle Harrison in most leagues. Deeper formats, I guess you can still go for it, just know you've been warned. Alrighty, y'all. Thank y'all for joining me. That's the end of the episode. At @PaulW_34, @PaulW_34. Follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball at Ethos Fantasy BB, at Ethos Fantasy BB. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. And as always, thank y'all so much for joining me. Y'all have a great day.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.